Hey guys, welcome back. Behavior Strategies for Class. This week, we're going to be talking about doing the 5-day student connection challenge. And I totally want to challenge you to connect, to be more intentional on those connections with your students. And so there is a link in the show notes that will give you some suggestions on how to connect this week. And I would love it if you could share that in the Facebook group. That would be awesome, and others can hear how it is working for you as well. Now, before we get started, I want to encourage you to leave a review wherever you are listening, Apple Podcast, Spotify. And I want to share the last review that I got from the Beauty Hunters podcast that says, Diane encourages you as a teacher and thanks you for showing up intentionally. Then she offers support and strategies on how to discover what you want for yourself and your students. And I just want to say thanks so much to the Beauty Hunters podcast. And if you guys are looking for some more beauty tips, totally check out her podcast as well. Because we are here to support one another and encourage one another as well. So like I said, check out the link in the show notes to get the 5-day challenge download and link, and then post in the Facebook group how that is going for you. I would love to hear about that. Welcome to Behavior Strategies for Class. I am Diane Bachman, your behavior paraprofessional with over 15 years of experience working in special education. And I'm so glad you're here because I'll be teaching you about social-emotional learning, behavior strategies, trauma-informed care, and more. So if you are tired of being frustrated and not knowing what to do with your students who have challenging and disruptive behavior, you're in the right place. Now, if you're ready to become more equipped to help your students learn and grow, let's listen in to today's episode. So why is student connection so important? Does it really make a difference with our students? Well, I can say with the students that we work with, they really appreciate that we take time to get to know them, talk with them, and sometimes it's just sitting with them while they're doing their work. I know sometimes that I can overwhelm them with my, 40 questions all at once, and then I'm like, why aren't you answering? Well, they can't decide which question to answer because I've just bombarded them with all of these questions. And that's mostly like after the weekend. You know, it's like, what'd you do? How was it? What did you play with? Did you go out in the snow? Did you make a snowman? And I get it, because if somebody asked me, I'd probably be like, all right, slow down. Let me finish my coffee. Anyways, that's to say, if you asked any of our students if they knew of a caring adult in the school, they could definitely point to 4 or 5 of us adults in our classroom. And let alone, obviously, that could be also their classroom teacher, the social worker, the school counselor, our AP. Obviously, there's a ton of other people in the building, but when they know that people care about them, like, they really do have a better buy-in. Now, granted, we have one student, oh man, he is a challenge for sure, because he gets to where, like, he refuses to work. Whether or not we are, like, empathetic and trying to encourage him. We've tried that and he's still like, nope, not going to do it. Or if we just say like, dude, if you don't do your work now, like you're doing it during recess, or, you may have to miss out on specials because you didn't do your work, even just giving him those consequences, it's so hard because it seems like none of it seems to work. But we keep pressing on because we care about him. And we just remind him of that. Whether or not he jumps up and gets back to work, he still needs to know that we are there caring for him. I mean, obviously, he's still going to have consequence for not doing his work when he should be. But letting him know there is caring adults in the building who want him and encourage him to do his best. And usually, eventually, he'll get there. But sometimes it's not that day. And we are sometimes sitting in the hall for like 2 hours. And you really just want to pull out your hair. But, you know, we patiently sit and wait. Because obviously we can't force him to go sit in his classroom, you know, move his hand to where he's doing his work. Like, obviously we can't do that. So thankfully we are able to sit with him in the hallway. Like, I know, you know, definitely his classroom teacher is not able to do that. And, you know, there's other people that are not able to do that. But thankfully our behavior program, that's what we're there for. We're there for any kind of behaviors. And so if we have to sit in the hall for 2 hours, then that's what we do. But again, he still knows we're there, we're caring for him. We're not leaving him. And it's like, dude, whatever you do, like, we're not leaving. Our job is to make sure that you're safe and that hopefully you do your work like you should be. And so I want to share a few reasons why, again, it is important to have that student connection. And then I'll share some of my resources that I got off the internet. So number one is that it really does have a higher student engagement. When he's in class, speaking of that student, he's engaged. He's super smart with math and, you know, he's raising his hand. He's playing with things on the carpet, but he's still raising his hand and still engaging. And because no matter what, like, he knows his teacher encourages him and wants him to do the best. So that encourages that higher student engagement. And then there are fewer disruptive behaviors because for the most part, he's not disrupting the classroom by sitting in the hallway. Even if he was sitting inside the classroom refusing, he's not necessarily disrupting the classroom. So letting them know that you are a caring adult does encourage fewer disruptive behaviors. It obviously doesn't stop everything 100%, but it will cut down on that behavior. And then even for the older students, it lowers the dropout rates because they know they have somebody who cares for them, somebody who wants to see them succeed. And sometimes, again, you may be that only caring adult in their life. And so being able to be intentional in asking, hey, how are you? I mean, really, that's all it takes. Or, hey, I'm so glad you're here today. Thank you for trying to do your work. Thanks for staying in the classroom. We had one student who struggled staying in class. Like, his behaviors was eloping. When he was frustrated, upset, he just left. Like, that was his avoidance out of the room. And sometimes it was a little frustrating because the teacher never, well, I wouldn't say never, but not very often tried to make that connection with him. So even if he eloped, and, you know, even if it's an hour later, he came back to class, like, she never acknowledged him. You know, so why does he have any buy-in to even be in that classroom? That was definitely a challenge. And so I would encourage you, if you have any of those students who elope and or who refuse, you know, just a simple, I'm glad you're still here. Or, you know, I'm glad you came back. And just a reminder, like, this is what we're working on right now. If you didn't complete this other work, you know, you can choose to finish that or do what we're working on right now. Giving them that voice and choice. But you just let them know you care about them. Like, again, like, it isn't a huge production, I would say. It's just acknowledgement of them. Again, it's so glad. I'm so glad to see you. I'm so glad you're here today. You know, we're going to have a great day. You know, we're going to work on this together. Whatever it is, just acknowledging that student, huge. So the third thing also is that it improves on those executive functioning skills. So it helps them to figure out, you know, the organization, the getting what they need to get, the putting away what they need to put away. It improves their social skills, their mental health. You know, when they're able to see how the rest of your class is behaving and what they're doing. We always say, read the room. You know, what's everybody else doing? Or check with the neighbor. You know, what you need to do. It's learning, you know, that communication, that peer communication as well as you. And that, of course, increases or improves their mental health. It kind of releases that stress. They know what's expected, what's happening. And so they know that they are safe when they're in your room. So that leads me to the next one. When they feel safe, seen, heard, they desire to do their best learning. And I would say even sometimes to a fault, because they want to do their best, but sometimes obviously they struggle. They struggle with writing. They struggle with their math, with whatever project they're working on. And they get upset because they can't make it perfect enough for you. And so it's just reminding them again, like, buddy, like, you did your best. Like, I'm so proud of you for all the work you did do. You know, we have to focus on the positive. I know, obviously, you know, they need to improve in certain things, and we need to challenge them and encourage them and keep those high expectations to improve, but acknowledging where they're at right now. A simple, great job, buddy. Thanks so much for turning that in on time. I'm telling you guys, like, these encouraging words are like magic because they give hope to these kids. That's what we're there for, offering hope for the love of students, because that's why you're there. You want to see them improve. And you, when you have hope and you believe in them, then they strive to reach those levels. And so we continue to motivate them and encourage them to go higher and higher because we know they can succeed at that level. And then once they get there, we stretch them and go to the next level. So awesome, guys. Like, we need to keep growing them and encouraging them where they're at and then motivating them to go on to the next level. So just a quick review. Having that student connection gives higher student engagement, encourages that. There's fewer disruptive behaviors. It lowers the dropout rates for the older students. It improves students' executive functioning skills, their social skills, their mental health. And when they feel safe, they desire to do their best learning. So I encourage you, to really be intentional on connecting with your students. So a few of my resources is k12dive.com, the American Psychological Association, the Wing Institute, and the cehd.missouri.edu were some of my resources that I used. And again, check out the link in the show notes to sign up for the 5-day Student Connection Challenge. I think you will be surprised, and maybe not surprised, because some of you are already doing this. And maybe these are just some other ideas that you can incorporate to what you're doing already. So go ahead and click that link in the show notes and sign up today. And I want to hear how things are going in the Facebook group. And so remember that a teacher takes a hand, opens a mind, and touches a heart. Guys, you are bringing hope each and every day to your students. And they need you desperately, really. I mean, you know, we all need hope. Ultimately, I would say our hope is in the Lord. And then sharing hope with our students, believing in them, encouraging them. Guys, you make all the difference in the world. So keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing up. Hit that link in the show notes and do that 5-day Student Connection Challenge. And I will see you next week. Thanks so much for listening. I truly appreciate your support. And if I have encouraged you, motivated you to continue to learn, to support your students, even better, to help them strive in your classroom, please leave a review, hit that subscribe button so that others can see they can learn and grow here as well. Thank you.